3. The Reflective Spirits. The 49 reflective spirits are of Trinity origin, but each of the 7 creative episodes attendant upon their appearance was productive of a type of being in nature resembling the characteristics of the concestual master spirit. Thus they variously reflect the natures and characters of the 7 possible combinations of the association of the divinity characteristics of the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. For this reason it is necessary to have 7 of these reflective spirits on the headquarters of each super-universe. One of each of the 7 types is required in order to achieve the perfect reflection of all phases of every possible manifestation of the 3 paradise deities, as such phenomena might occur in any part of the 7 super-universes. One of each type is accordingly assigned a service in each of the super-universes. These groups of 7 dissimilar reflective spirits maintain headquarters on the capitals of the super-universes at the reflective focus of each realm, and this is not identical with the point of spiritual polarity. The reflective spirits have names, but these designations are not revealed on the worlds of space. They pertain to the nature and character of these beings and are a part of one of the 7 universal mysteries of the secret spheres of paradise. The attribute of reflectivity, the phenomenon of the mind levels of the conjoined actor, the supreme being, and the master spirits, is transmissible to all beings concerned in the working of this vast scheme of universal intelligence. And herein is a great mystery. Neither the master spirits nor the paradise deities, singly or collectively, disclose these powers of coordinate universal reflectivity just as they are manifested in these 49 liaison personalities of Majestan. And yet they are the creators of all these marvelously endowed beings. Divine heredity does sometimes disclose in the creature certain attributes which are not discernible in the Creator. The personnel of the reflectivity service, with the exception of Majestan and the reflective spirits, are all the creatures of the Infinite Spirit and His immediate associates and subordinates. The reflective spirits of each super-universe are the creators of their reflective image aids, their personal voices to the courts of the Ancients of Days. The reflective spirits are not merely transmitting agents. They are retentive personalities as well. Their offspring, the Sekhanafim, are also retentive or accord personalities. Everything of true spiritual value is registered in duplicate, and one impression is preserved in the personal equipment of some member of one of the numerous orders of Sekharaphic personalities belonging to the vast staff of the reflective spirits. The formal records of the universes are passed up by and through the angelic recorders. But the true spiritual records are assembled by reflectivity and are preserved in the minds of suitable and appropriate personalities belonging to the family of the Infinite Spirit. These are the live records in contrast with the formal and dead records of the universe, and they are perfectly preserved in the living minds of the recording personalities of the Infinite Spirit. The reflectivity organization is also the news gathering and the decree disseminating mechanism of all creation. It is in constant operation in contrast with the periodic functioning of the various broadcast services. Everything of import transpiring on a local universe headquarters is inherently reflected to the capital of its super universe. And conversely, everything of local universe significance is reflected outward to the local universe capitals from the headquarters of their super universe. The reflectivity service from the universes of time up to the super universes is apparently automatic or self-operating, but it is not. It is all very personal and intelligent. Its precision results from perfection of personality cooperation and therefore can hardly be attributed to the impersonal presence performances of the Absolutes. While thought adjusters do not participate in the operation of the universal reflectivity system, we have every reason to believe that all father fragments are fully cognizant of these transactions and are able to avail themselves of their content. During the present universe age, the space range of the extra paradise reflectivity service seems to be limited by the periphery of the seven super universes. Otherwise, the function of this service seems to be independent of time and space. It appears to be independent of all known sub-absolute universe circuits. On the headquarters of each super-universe, the reflective organization acts as a segregated unit. But on certain special occasions, under the direction of Majestan, all seven may and do act in universal unison. As in the event of the Jubilee occasioned by the settling of an entire local universe in light and life, and at the times of the millennial greetings of the seven supreme executives.